Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you guys. Wow, wow, wow. I am so happy, elated, all sorts of joy right now because I have been waiting to talk to you. I've been ready in the spirit and also physically to want to share the Father's heart to you because the Father has a beautiful heart. He has an amazing heart. He has a heart so full of love for you that it overflows, it overtakes you. Can you imagine someone that loves you so much that it overtakes you, that it sometimes overwhelms you, but not in a bad way? Not ever, never, never in a bad way. A love that can remove doubt and fear and unbelief. Just being in His presence, that's what the love of the Father is. Through Jesus Christ, you learn the love of the Father through Jesus Christ. So I am so happy to be with you this morning. It's early, 8:30 a.m., but I am a morning girl. I'm a morning person, and I love more than that. I love being with you because this is the will of God for my life, and it's the will of God for you to be listening. So let's start this morning with Carrie Job, and this song is Forever. And as you listen to it, pray what you want God to speak to you, because this radio show is about doing what He will have me to do. It's about doing what He will have me to say to you, because He knows, He sees you where you are. He sees your situation. He sees your heart. And I love your heart. And we are Personal Hearts Radio. And we are one-to-one, person-to-person radio show. God will speak directly to your heart, no matter how many people are listening. He has something for you. Okay, I'll be right back. And wonderful, wonderful morning. I hope everyone is having a glorious week. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. He is alive. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but to us it is the power of God unto salvation. The Easter message doesn't just belong for Easter. It is the power of God to save a soul from the fires of hell. Amen. We sing hallelujah because Jesus is alive. Yes, Jesus died on the cross, but he did it for us. It's a love story. He did it for us. He took on our shame. He took on our guilt. He took on our depression, your depression. He took on your darkness, your pain, so you could have happiness, light, joy in the midst of a storm. That's what the cross does. Whenever you feel down, whenever you feel that you don't belong, you feel lonely, go back to the cross. Remember what Jesus Christ has already done for you more than 2,000 years ago. By his stripes, you are healed. Your sicknesses and diseases were on that cross. So go back to the cross. Go back to the cross to receive your healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the elders shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover. We shall lay hands on the sick and we will recover. If you're in need right now, at the sound of my voice, get down on your knees and get back at the cross. The name of this show is Prayer is a Lifestyle. Prayer is not for the person or the circumstance when you feel that you need it. Prayer is a lifestyle. It is a treasure chest. It is a savings account. Prayer is putting what you want, putting what you need in store. And then when you're ready for it, you can go in and get it in the name of Jesus. What, and he said, Aaliyah, what do you mean by that? What are you talking about? The Bible says, Jesus says that when the storms of life hit, there are two people and there are two circumstances. And Jesus only describes two circumstances. One of those circumstances he describes is that one person built their house on the sand when the storms of life hit. And when that storm hit, that person's everything was taken. Jesus says that wind blew, and when it blew, it hit everything. It destroyed everything. Is that you? I pray it isn't. And then Jesus describes another person who built their foundation on a rock. That rock is Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. That rock is Jesus Christ. And so when you build your life, putting God first, living a holy life, living a life of repentance, when you build your life on that foundation, on that rock, the storms of life, they'll come. But you will not be moved. The Holy Spirit is bringing to my attention right now people who are in church and they love church, they go to church, they read their Bible, they pray. But they look to the pastor for so many things, for too many things. And it is Jesus who has set under shepherds in the church who are pastors, apostles, teachers, ministers. And he has set gifts in the church, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of tongues, speaking of other tongues, faith, the 9 gifts of the Spirit. Well, some of the 9 gifts of the Spirit. Others are word of knowledge, word of wisdom. When you go to church, your focus is to hear what Jesus, your focus is Not the man. Not the man. Jesus has chosen that man to speak the oracles of God through him. So when you're in church and you're praying, don't look to that man for your salvation. Just like I said in my other show, Mary, the mother of Jesus, she had to work out her own salvation, and she was the mother of Christ. Don't look to the man. If you look to that man for your salvation or for a word, and that man falls, God forbid, so will you. You will fall with him. That's building your house on the sand. You don't want to do that. Building your house on the rock of Jesus Christ. Now, some of you may say, Aaliyah, I have already, you know, it's too late for me. I'm 40, 50, 70. I'm 70 years old. It's too late. It's never too late. It's only too late when you leave this earth. You could be 90 years old and you might have made a plethora of mistakes, but let me tell you something. You matter. You're important. And the reason why you have lived this long is because God desires for you to be saved. Heaven and hell are real places. If you don't choose heaven, if you don't choose Christ, a decision will be made for you automatically. Choose Christ. It is a narrow road. A narrow road. And choosing Christ is that road. It's building your life on the rock. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So give God glory for your life because you matter. Make prayer a lifetime, a lifestyle. Put those deposits in your savings account. You know, I used to say, Father, how could we pray without ceasing? Because the Bible says that when Jesus was on the earth, he would take time and go onto a mound very early in the morning, you know, 3, 4 a.m., sometimes 2 a.m., and he would go pray on that mountain, and he would commune with his Father. He would get recharged. He would get refueled. That's what prayer does. It is power. And you know, when you pray in your heavenly language, the Holy Spirit sets things in order for you. He prepares your life. And once your life is on track and on set, he goes and prepares and he puts people in your path. He opens opportunities. Prayer is the doorway of heaven for your life. When you pray, and you live a life of holiness. Now, sometimes if you're saying, well, yeah, my life isn't holy, and that does that mean I'm not supposed to pray? No, that means you ought to pray because prayer will give you the wisdom and the strength and the knowledge how to live a holy life. Now, if you only pray without reading your Bible, you won't have much power because the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God in you as wisdom and knowledge. You must have knowledge of the Word of God in order to know what the will of God is. Like I said in my other show, the will of a man or a woman is their word. If you said, if you're a supervisor over a department and you said, I like for this proposal to be at my desk at 8 a.m. tomorrow, that's your will because you've spoken your word over that situation. So you must know the Word of God in order to know His will, so you too can speak the Word of God over your situations. So now we're going from prayer is a lifestyle to speaking the Word over your life. When you pray, and you pray in your car while you're walking, you know, pray without ceasing simply means just pray, not talking about anything else, but continue to pray when you think about it. Continue to pray when you're walking or you're talking or in your car. Just continue to pray in the Spirit, building up your holy self, building up your man or your most holy faith. God will bring certain things, certain remembrances into your life. Your mind, it is proven by medical science that a part of our brain, when we speak in tongues, part of our brain is being used that we don't even, that is strengthened only by speaking in tongues. You can Google that if you like. Speaking in tongues, it's a medical fact, a scientific fact. It enhances a physical part of our brain. So not only are we getting that physical enhancement of our minds, but more so our spiritual bodies are being built up. Our spiritual faith is being built up. Make prayer a lifestyle. Not only for your family, it helps your community, it helps us become a better person, but it gives you and puts you in a place of power, in a place where you cannot be reckoned with in the spirit realm. Now, as long as you're alive, the devil will attempt to bring people, and of course he's going to shoot darts at you, but you will be equipped to quench those darts. You will have authority in the spirit realm to stand. You will not go down when those darts hit you. You will have the authority from heaven above to knock those darts down, those words of condemnation down. Because you are living the truth, the Holy Spirit will let you know. And also, making prayer a lifestyle will bring you closer to Christ. You will be able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. There is so much when we pray, we become closer to God. His word becomes more real to us. We hear his voice because prayer is communication. How do I know that this man is the one for me, Lord? How do I know, Holy Spirit? I don't know. Can you tell me? I believe, I'm not married yet, but I believe the man that God would have for me, I believe in my heart and I know that I will know in an instant. I will not have to wait 5 years or 2 years, and I pray that you wouldn't either, but I would know in an instant because that's my belief, that's where my faith is. And so I want you to make prayer a lifestyle. If you truly want to get closer to Christ, if you truly want to be closer to God, make prayer a lifestyle because he loves you. And his joy is for you to be closer to him. And to get closer to Christ is reading his word. And once you read his word, to know his word. And once you know his word, you do his word. Jesus says, but who loves me? Who really loves me? Is it my mother? Is it my dad? Is it my sisters? Is it my brethren? No. The people that truly love me are the ones that do my commandments, that obey my commandments. Do you not know, saints? Do you not know, people that are listening to my voice? Do you not know that heaven, that the things on this physical earth are patterned by the spiritual? The Bible says that the things that are made on this earth were made not by things that we see. That means what the Bible is true. The Bible says that Jesus Christ created the universe, and he created these things and patterned them by spiritual things. So when you leave this earth, the Bible says, the Father says in Psalms, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. When you leave this earth and you go to heaven, you will be surprised. Wow. If some of you haven't been to heaven already, there have been many people that have made trips to heaven. Wow. This is so similar to, it will be more beautiful because there will be things there you've never seen. Colors are more illuminated because you're in your new body. And you say, wow, this is incredible. I mean, there's actually streams and trees and houses and cars and rivers and oceans here. It's Jesus. It's all about Jesus, saints. It's all about him. It's all about Jesus. So now we're going to go into our next song. Actually, we really don't have time for our next song because our next song is about 6 minutes. So we will play that song next time. But I have 4 more minutes left of the show. And what the Father, because I love the Father. And like Jesus, Jesus says, I can do nothing without my Father. What I see and what I do is what I see my Father done. So everything that Jesus did on the earth is what he has seen his Father do. And that is my prayer for you. And that is my lifelong prayer for myself, because we live this life as Christians. We crucify ourselves daily. If you crucify yourself long enough, you're not going to be able to live on this earth because you'll be a heavenly being. So in crucifying our flesh daily, we crucify desires that are not pleasing to God. Maybe some of you still smoke or still drink. That is not God's will for you to smoke, because that's slowly killing you. It is not God's will for you to drink hard liquor, because that is slowly killing you. It is not God's will for you to overeat, because it's not healthy for you and it causes your body to work harder. And so as we crucify this flesh, and as we get closer to God, let us remember that it's Jesus who wants us to be closer to him. Let us remember that as true Christians, that we live and die and have our being in him. And so, saints, I just want to tell you that I love you. I think you're amazing and beautiful. And thank you for taking the time to tune in and to archive these shows. As soon as we have more listeners, and I will increase the show to 45 minutes, because I really do need 45 minutes, but only as the Spirit leads me. God asked me to start this show, and I've done that. And I'm praying for you, and I love you. If you need, if you have any questions, you can log on to personalhearts.org or email me at Aaliyah, A-L-E-A, at personalhearts.org. I'll be happy to answer any of your questions. Well, this is towards the end of our show, and I thank you for joining me. I wish you a beautiful and wonderful week. May God bless you always. If there's anyone here that does not know Jesus Christ, remember that he died for you. He died for you and for me, and that he loves you. He died on the cross for your sins and rose the third day. Receive his cleansing. Receive his washing with your blood. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Our next show will be called Out of the Mouth of Babes, You Have Perfected Praise. And our next show will be November 27th. Looking forward to it. God bless you. Actually, I apologize. Our next show will be in December. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Have a great week.